This is Kat.
And Nat from the Mom Truth Podcast.
Does your little one love Paw Patrol?
What about dinosaurs?
Well, the new season of Paw Patrol is here, and guess what?
It's a dino rescue. I can't wait for my kid to watch each episode 10 times a night.
All of your holiday and birthday gift shopping is pretty much done because, of course, there are a whole new batch of dino rescue toys. And for a limited time at Target, get 15% off the new Paw Patrol dino rescue toys with the code PAW15. Check it out. It's gonna be pawsome. The
Genie Show. Oh, how long it takes. Do you remember the first time you did something that just didn't feel right? It probably happened years ago, or maybe even yesterday. Maybe you ate one too many biscuits before dinner, or went to see an M-rated movie without an adult. There's an array of things you might have done as a child that were against what you were told.
Yeah, where are you going?
To Dorothy's house.
Dorothy's? Yes,
I'm a friend of Dorothy's. We're going to a party. Okay, so I technically didn't lie to Ummi there. I was a friend of Dorothy's. Literally. And metaphorically. I had a friend named Dorothy and we also had a number of gay friends. We used to go out with them a lot. To nightclubs. So, it was a party, right? I didn't like the fact that I didn't tell Ummi the whole truth about what I was doing in my late teens. But I just knew she wouldn't understand. My whole life was predicated on how I could not stress her out or add worry to her life. It was the intent behind what I wanted. I didn't want her to know or worry about me because had I told her I was going out till all the hours in the morning, this would have happened.
Hello? Is this the Richmond Police Station? Is Virginia there, please? Hello, Christina. Where is Virginia? I don't have Dorothy's phone number.
The whole neighborhood would have been called. Now, Ami's intent was obviously to make sure I was okay. And alive. But I didn't want her to worry about it, or the rest of Clayton. The interesting thing about this experience is that you start to develop your own meter for right and wrong. What you feel you can hide away from the world and your loved ones, to what you can't. Everyone's meter is a little different. It's all dependent on your own personal life experiences and background. Think about it. Everyone. Every person you see has their own personal shoulder angels and red horn devils guiding them through decisions. And if you're ever faced with a challenging decision between right and wrong, both parties may have convincing arguments. It's hard, isn't it? Trying to do the right thing and it can be quite difficult, especially when your ego battles you. In some of my previous relationships, my want and need to be right trumped everything. It may not have been the most peaceful outcome to choose at the moment in time, but I just wanted to be right because I just wanted all the power or the control or be on a pathway to have the upper hand. Here's the thing though, doing the right thing, it's not easy. It can be difficult because that's the point. It's not supposed to be easy because if it was, everyone would do the right thing. Doing the right thing is difficult because doing the right thing sometimes calls for you to look past distractions and temptations for the wrong thing. It takes strength. It takes character. Hiding who I was just wasn't about protecting my mum's feelings. It just also became a burden because I learned to compartmentalize my life into the real Ginny and the other Ginny. Gosh, one Ginny is enough. It got to a point where it was leading me not to be my most authentic self. I wasn't behaving the way that I normally would. I wasn't speaking the way that I normally would, or I just wasn't being me. I didn't like the fact that I had to hide away from the world to a point where I had to lie to people. When you make these kind of decisions, you have to take ownership over them. Because it's not just about that single decision. You program yourself to do that in other parts of your life too. Your choices and actions are reflective of what you believe. The right thing to do? Well, it's the right thing to do. How can you tell? Because like hunger, you feel that in your soul.
It's time to party. The Genie Show. Oh, oh.
The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.